From the book of Jonah, we are continuing our series on the book of Jonah, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. This is the teaching on the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Here in verses 1 through 2, Jonah is getting a second commission. The first commission to preach the word of the Lord to the Ninevites was in chapter 1 and verse number 2. We remember that Jonah ran from this commission, ran from the Lord, ran from this calling. But here in God's grace and mercy, and through the trials and tribulations of chapter 1 and 2, he is given another opportunity to fulfill his purpose in the Lord. There are individuals today who are getting second chances, third chances, fourth chances from the Lord because of his grace and mercy. Individuals need to seize the moment and not tempt the Lord. Individuals need to respond to God's grace and mercy and step up and fulfill their purpose. God is giving individuals opportunities to make up for bad decisions early in their life. God is the God of a second chance. Verses 3 through 4. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great journey, an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Here in verse number 3, we see that Nineveh is 3 days away, approximately 60 miles in journey. This is the average of an individual going about 20 miles per day on foot at approximately 2 miles an hour, 10 hours a day, 3 days journey. Here in verse 4, we see Jonah taking the fast track, 1 day's journey, which tells us that he arrived at 3 times the pace of a normal day's journey. Jonah had to be traveling 6 to 8 miles per hour. Instead of walking, he was jogging. He was moving swiftly. He had motivation now from the Lord to do the will of the Lord. He had gone through the trials and tribulations of the sea, of death, of resurrection, and now he is highly motivated to follow the will of the Lord. Individuals today should have this same motivation, as it's called in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, to redeem the time. This redeeming of the time literally means to buy back every precious moment that was lost. Here, Jonah in verses 3 and 4 is redeeming the time. He's making up for lost time, making up for wasted time. And we as individuals in the Lord Jesus Christ, Christians that are following the Lord and have purpose and meaning and direction, should be motivated to redeem the time that was so wasted in the past with bad decisions, foolish decisions, wasteful money ventures, wasteful relationships, and things that were contrary to the will of God. We should be highly motivated to redeem the time. verse number 4 speaks of his message, the message of judgment, where he proclaims 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. This message of judgment is appropriate for Nineveh, as we learned that Nineveh is the capital of the Assyrian Empire, one of the most inhumane and cruelest of empires in human history. This empire, as we learned before, stacked the skulls of their enemies at the gates of the city. This empire, as we learned before, skinned their enemies alive. This empire, as we learned before, impaled their enemies as a sign of defeat and cruelty. This empire, as we learned before, when it was on the march and cities in their path knew it, would commit mass suicide to avoid the torture, the inhumanity, and the cruelty of the Assyrian Empire. Coupled with this violence, this empire had debauchery, binge drinking, immorality, and pagan idol worship. It was primed for judgment. And yet, out of love, God sends Jonah to preach repentance to the Ninevites. Further, in verse 4, we see that God is giving them 40 days. This is called space to repent. Revelation chapter 2, verses 21 through 22, give us an example of space to repent. And it reads, "And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds." God gives space to repent. God is merciful and gracious, and individuals have days, weeks, months, years, sometimes decades, to turn away from their sin and turn to the Lord. No one can stand before the Lord on the day of judgment and say, "Lord, you've never given me a chance," or "you've never given me space to repent." Verses 5 through 8. "So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn away everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands." Here in verses 5 through 8, particularly verse 5, we see that the Ninevites believed God. This is an act of faith. Scripture teaches in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as Jonah preached the word of God, the Ninevites heard and responded with faith, and this faith in believing God brought God's mercy and grace upon them. They believed the word of the Lord. They knew that Jonah was a Hebrew, worshiping the God of the Hebrews, and this God of the Hebrews is the same God that delivered the nation of Israel from the hand of Pharaoh. This same God of the Hebrews, they knew, destroyed the army of Pharaoh in the Red Sea. this God of the Hebrews, they knew, rain plagues upon Egypt to set Israel free. So they had that history, and as a result, hearing the word from the God of the Hebrews on behalf of Jonah caused them to tremble, caused them to know that, yes, judgment is coming, because that same judgment already came before to the Egyptian Empire. And that judgment could come also upon us. Here in verse number 5, we see their first evidence of their response in faith as they proclaimed a fast, put on sackcloth, and began to weep and moan. This putting on sackcloth is taught throughout the scriptures, where individuals would lay in the dust, covered in dust, realizing that they are but dust in the sight of the Lord, a sign of humility and brokenness and repentance, as they wept and moaned over their sin. James chapter 4, verses 9 through 10 give us a picture of this particular response. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Here, James is giving us a picture of what the Ninevites were doing as they kneel down, putting on sackcloth. Verse 6 speaks of the king of Nineveh receiving the message. This is one of the reasons why we are encouraged in 1 Timothy chapter 2 to pray for those in authority, to pray for kings and leadership, because these individuals in leadership positions dictate policy and begin to make rules and regulations according to God's word. And as a result, if they are dictating policy from a pure heart, then the people will rejoice and not be oppressed by wicked leadership. Oh, how individuals today should consider as they elect leaders in this land who are of virtue and moral character, who will conduct themselves under the fear of the Lord and making policy that pleases the Lord. Verse number 7 speaks of a fast, an absolute fast. This particular absolute fast is the furthest of all consecrations when it comes to fasting, for it is a denial of food and water. Here we see a fast of total consecration, to where individuals are consecrating themselves unto the Lord in total repentance and humbleness. Verse number 8 speaks to the second evidence of their works, verifying their faith, and this is their repentance. As verse 8 says, let them turn everyone from his evil way. The Ninevites repented at the preaching of Jonah. We know this from the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 12 and verse number 41, Jesus said, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Once again, the Ninevites heard the preaching of Jonah, God's word, believed God's word in verse number 5, and repented in verse number 8. Scripture teaches in Proverbs chapter 28, Verse 13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but he that confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. It's not enough just to confess. Scripture teaches we must confess and forsake, for that gives evidence that individuals have turned from their wicked ways. Verses 9 through 10. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Here we see in verses 9 through 10, God repenting. Scripture teaches that God does not change. However, God does repent. This means God changes his response towards us. When the Ninevites repented, God changed from the judgment mode to the mercy mode. When we turn away from our sins, God turns and changes not himself or his nature, but he turns from the judgment mode or the chastisement mode into the blessing and mercy mode. This is brought about by the humility and the contrition of the individual that's repenting. Scripture teaches in Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord is nigh or near unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Psalm 51, verse 17 states, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 through 20 states, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. God is merciful, plenteous in mercy, and he desires to change his response towards us as we turn from the things that are harmful in our Christian journey. As individuals turn from their wicked ways in the world, God will change his response towards them, and he will bestow mercy and grace and compassion, and he will restore them and make them whole. This is the teaching on the book of Jonah, chapter 3.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.